Phone Boy Speaks, episode 808, Smartphones for the Masses.
When I was in Singapore several months ago, I went through Sim Lim Square, and I did a podcast on it. But one of the things I remember from that visit to Sim Lim Square was all of the cheap Android smartphones that were just, you know, kind of like on every floor. I didn't buy any of them because none of them had frequencies I could use in the United States. So it wouldn't have been that fantastic of an investment. But there are handsets coming out that are not $600 and $700, the unsubsidized price that you pay for, you know, a Samsung Galaxy S6 or an iPhone 6 or whatever. Those are things that a lot of people can't afford. And I think as more people start using smartphones, I think there's going to be a desire for handsets that are cheaper. We're not seeing so many low end phones anymore, right? The ones that aren't smartphones. I think everybody's kind of gravitating towards smartphones. Even people that maybe can't necessarily afford it, but the handsets are starting to get cheaper. And this trend is playing out in China. Of course, there's a lot of handset manufacturers in China that they're making handsets, you know, like the $100 to $200 price range in the US. And some of those handsets look pretty good. Actually, there was one that I saw last week. A coworker of mine bought. It's by a company called Blue, I would call it a cheap and cheerful Android device, and it was under $100, right? How much smartphone do you need, right? The build quality was decent. It definitely wasn't an iPhone, but it was for $100 phone, it was certainly not bad. And I think this trend, right, I think it's going to increase. I mean, certainly, as I say, China is certainly doing it. You're not seeing it, those handsets pushed too much in the United States, but why not, right? I mean, why aren't we flooding the market with, you know, cheap $100 to $200 Android handsets? I mean, Microsoft's trying to do it with Windows Phone, but honestly, I like Windows Phone. I really in the new 640 and 640 XL that they announced at Mobile World Congress. I mean, both of them look like compelling handsets. I mean, if I needed a replacement handset, it's something I would certainly consider. Although I am fairly entrenched in the iPhone ecosystem, so and there's some things I think it might be hard for me to miss, like for example mobile email. But anyway, that's a different discussion. First world problem. But I think this technology, right? This is mobile phones that are smartphones are the mobile computing platform of today, I think. Actually the personal computing platform of today. Not everybody has access to a desktop or laptop computer. They're at, you know, I think the cheapest ones I've seen are $200 or $300, and you can get a smartphone for less than that and carry it with you, and it's much more pocketable. And if you can get, you know, again, you can get, you know, a halfway decent smartphone for under $100. I mean, you know, what more do you need, right? And I think, you know, as the technology improves, we're gonna see better and better specs at the lower end. And is it going to impact Apple at all? Probably not. I mean, let's face it, the people that are, you know, people that are buying iPhones want an iPhone and can't afford it or figure out some way to afford it. So as a result, you know, they're not trying to make a low-end product. They're trying to make a premium product, and people pay for it. And so, but I think making smartphones available in greater quantities at that lower price point, I think is going to be useful for a lot of people. And, you know, we haven't completely reached a peak smartphone as far as numbers of people that have them. We've probably reached peak smartphone in terms of just what can they do with this, with this little area, this little slab of metal and silicon and glass and God knows what else. Right. So I think cheaper is next. And unfortunately, I don't think it's going to impact Apple at all, but I think it'll impact a whole lot of other people and make today's computing platform accessible. You can get them, you know, I don't think we're ever going to get them in a Cracker Jack box, right? But they're not going to be that cheap, but getting there, right? I mean, if you can get down to $75, I think that's That's what this article in Recode is talking about. And I think it's totally achievable. And in fact, it's achievable today, right? I think with some subsidies, but I think it will be possible to do, you know, get the cost of goods down below $75 so that money can be made at $75 price point. But I think that's going to be a great thing, but it's going to be a while, I think, before that is, before it's at least mainstream in the United States. I definitely want to see more of them, even if I'm not an Android fan for a variety of reasons. I think making more of these devices available to more people at a reasonable price point is not a bad thing.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.